everyone. Good evening. I am Chris Cahill, and I'm coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And we are real radio on the internet, people. The name of the show is Psychic Every Day. And welcome. Nice to see you all this week out there. And I hope I get to see a few of you when you call me up tonight. But I got to tell you, I'm doing a live show, a brand new show. And it is March 26, 2014. And let's see, a couple things. Just a reminder, you can watch the show as well as listen. So if you're at skidrowstudios.com and you're listening, you can click on that live video button and I'll say hello to you. Hello there. And then also, if you're on your phone, you can listen to us on Stitcher. We also have an iPhone app, a Skid Row iPhone app you can get to make it easier to listen on your smartphone. I want to say hello to my friend Jenny, who is in the booth with me tonight, or she's in the booth. I'm over here. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm really good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Well, had a nice week or weekend. It's always hard to say which one to say because it's Wednesday. It's right in the middle. So yeah. Do you say you had a great week or a great weekend?
You can say all of it.
Okay.
Because the weekend is part of the week.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you look good tonight. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm doing a show, my last show of March, continuing with some of the theme I've been working in March. And tonight's show is a show called Listen to Your Body. We're going to get into that. What does that mean? And how can we go and work with that? And what are some healing things that you can get out of that? And so on and so forth. I also have a phone number here. It's 1-800-893-9562. And as the show gets going, I will be giving some readings to callers. I'm going to be doing a body being communication reading, a real simple, short and sweet, just simply what does it look like? Not a judgment, but more a look at what is the picture in present time you're working with, or how are you healing yourself on a listening to your body level. So that's going to be happening tonight. So please jot the number down and please call. You know, I'd love to hear from you. Also, I'm going to also ask some of you out there who, and you know who you are, those of you who do ground and meditate and work with healing energy for your body, and for your spirit and for your mind. And just, I'll be asking some of you, if you feel like calling in, just to say what you've noticed about how your communication with your body has changed since you started doing that kind of work. And I really call it doing your own spiritual work. You know, doing your work, it starts with the spirit of you. And then as you work with that level of you, healing yourself on a spiritual level, it actually heals the rest of you too. So listening to your body is a big part of that, as far as I'm concerned. So let's just get into it. First thing I want to say is, hooray for bodies. I mean, honestly, you know, that body you have, you kind of created that body. You made sure you could be here in this lifetime with that body, having the experience in the body you're having. Yes, your parents helped. They did. They were necessary. And you can thank them for that. But really, it was you, the being, who said, this is what I want to do. I want to go have a body that looks like this. And I want to be, you know, living in this part of the world, and I want to be able to do these things and so on. So having a body gives you all kinds of freedom. A lot of people have this picture that the body weighs them down or makes it harder for them to do certain things. You know, a lot of people will work kind of at a really high spiritual level or sort of in their minds all the time, and they forget about their bodies. And I'm not going to yell at them or tell them they're wrong. This is sort of the human condition. This is what a lot of us do sometimes. We think we have it covered on some other level, but really it's that body of yours that makes it easier for you to go and experience and to use your abilities and to create on, you know, so many levels. So for example, think about it. That body of yours makes it possible for you to go for a hike in the woods, which is actually one of my favorite things to do. I love doing that, and I really am overdue for that. I could use some more of that right now. Your body makes it possible for you to experience emotion. We're going to get into a whole level in this show tonight about emotion, because emotion is the body's language. Your body communicates to you through feelings and sensation and emotion. Having a body makes it possible for you to dance. like a fool or not, you know, but to go and just to enjoy that feeling of being able to be in your body, moving it. And, you know, whether you like to run or bicycle or hike or swim or all kinds of things. I mean, whatever it is that you like to do that requires a body, like, for example, eat chocolate, one of my favorites. You know, that's important. Being able to give a hug to somebody you love. You need a body for that. You really do. Put on lipstick, which is something I like to do, and I do it a lot. Or just experience life, you know, experience being able to take what it is that you feel or you're thinking or that you're intuiting or that you, you know, those things you design and dream up and come up with, those plans. You need to have a body to go make them real. Bodies make it possible for you to go and make it real. Your body is always in present time. And that's important too. Because you, the spirit, can be in many places at once. You can be all over the past. You can be all over the future. You can be in different time zones. You can be in many places at once. You can have yourself scattered all over. But it really helps to get back to your body from time to time, because then you remember actually where you are at this point. So there's all these things. Now, there's an example I thought of, one of my very favorite movies of all time. Jenny, do you know the movie Wings of Desire? Did you ever see that one?
I've never heard of it. What is...
It's old. It's been around since the 80s, the 1980s. Okay. It's really worth watching. It's brilliant. It's actually how I learned about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Because they're in... The band is in this movie. But it's about two angels who are... And then you see all these different angels. Like they're the spirit world observing the people living. And it's really beautiful. I mean, any of you out here there who've seen this, you know how incredibly gorgeous this film is. And it's one of those films where the spirit world is like black and white and gray, and it looks cold and sort of, you could, and it's silent. But the human world is messy and colorful and loud and neat and painful and happy and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you should see it.
Yeah.
I think you'd like
I'm
it.
I'm going to check it out for
Wings
sure.
Of Desire. Wings of Desire. There's a really famous actor in it named Bruno Ganz, one of my favorite German actors. Check it out. Yeah. But one of the things about Wings of Desire is, so the angel that Bruno Ganz plays, you know, it's the job of these beings, these angels, to watch over and not to really interfere with the pain the humans are in or to change it. It's more about they're just like a spiritual presence. But he really wants to be real. He wants to become a human. He wants to experience everything, that even if it's hard. And it's just a beautiful film. So I definitely say check it out. This is the reason why spirit is wonderful and you are one. But being in the body is what you really came in to do this lifetime, to bring your spirit in and experience the beauty of your spirit in your body. And it really helps to listen to your body to make it easier to do that. Now, a lot of us walk around, or we have in our lives, I've certainly been guilty of this in the past until I became conscious of it, kind of yelling at our bodies or dragging our bodies around or not really kind of listening to them, sort of pushing and pushing and pushing. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep, you know, until your body says, that's enough. And then it gets sick or you stub your toe or something doesn't work. So you have to stop. You have to slow down or stop or kind of get over yourself, get over that ego or get over your being controlling and trying to control your body to be the way you want it to be without actually communicating with it. Now, bodies really go for, and you know this about yours, bodies go for the carrot, not the stick. How many times have you done something where you like just tried to stop doing something? Like, for example, you went on a diet or you were trying to deny something to yourself that, and I'm not talking about the harmful things. Like if you're like, I'm going to stop doing that because it's bad for me. Well, great. Good for you. I'm talking about just those little things we do. I'm going to, you know, not do that because, you know, whatever. I think I shouldn't. And I think I shouldn't is kind of the key phrase here. There's part of you, there's your mind saying, I've decided, me, the mind, the bossy mind, that I'm going to take over and tell my body what's good for it. I'm not going to listen to my body and to what it wants. I'm going to tell it because, you know, the bossy mind knows everything. And that's what we often think, you know, that our minds are the be-all and end-all. So the energy that kind of gets between your body and spirit sometimes is that mind. And I'm not saying your mind is your enemy. It sure isn't. You know, it's a good part of you. You need it. But we're so programmed and validated to make that the boss instead of having your spirit come in and your body, you know, have them communicate. That overthinking gets between. It's sort of like a moving blanket around furniture. You're moving and you cover everything so it won't get all scratched up and you're muffling it. And that's kind of the energy the mind does between body and spirit. It kind of creates this unconscious wall. Couple things I want to mention. Did I already tell you I'm giving readings tonight? And I shall be. My number is 800-893-9562. If you just joined me, you're listening to Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio. And my show tonight, my live show, is called Listen to Your Body. And that's what we're going to go into. I'll be giving you body listening readings and not from a mean place. I've got to tell you, this is like a gentle thing. No judgment on what someone does or how they communicate. I look more at the pictures of what does it look like when you do communicate with your body, and you might already be doing that. Now, here's another thing. Part of why we go into mind stuff, and, you know, it's just normal, it's human, but sometimes we just do that because it gets us away from all the messiness that the body is. The body can be so like, oh my God, I'm feeling these emotions and I don't know what to do with all this. And then we go and try to solve it on a mind level. And sometimes that helps a little bit. And sometimes it just kind of complicates it more because you're still not listening to the body. I have my first caller. Hello, you are live.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Who is this?
It's Bonnie.
I thought it was Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Nice to hear your voice tonight. I always want to make sure because sometimes the voices get a little bit like they're not as clear to me, and now I can hear you better. So, you know, through this system. Anyway, well, how are you tonight? Do you have any comment about what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm so excited about your topic. You know, you talk about this a lot, the spirit and the body and, you know, being within yourself and what your spirit wants to do and your body directs you to do and how it affects creating and things like that. So I just thought it was so exciting, and I was wanting to get a reading about where I'm at with that in myself.
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. What I'm going to do is do it as a very simple little reading of your body being communication. Just a very simple little, like, what does it look like in present time? And
okay,
the picture I see is, it looks like in present time, your body has stopped turning its back on your spirit. Like, it's actually, there's more of a yielding to the spirit. I see your body has warmed up, and it doesn't look like it's just recent. It looks like it's been coming on for a while. You've already been in this place, but it looks like the picture is that your body is at this vibration of this brilliant kind of golden yellow in this picture I'm looking at. It's just, and yellow doesn't mean one thing to everyone, but I see it being sunny, warm, and there's a warming up of your body toward your spirit. And what I see is this picture of your spirit's dancing around your body, kind of like trying to amuse it, sort of like you would with a cat.
Right.
And your body is not being a cat anymore. Your body is going, okay, I'll let you like try to entertain me.
I'll look at you now.
I'll look at you now. Exactly. I'll look at you now. I'm not going to turn my back on you anymore and pretend like you don't exist. And it's not that you ever meant to pretend like your spirit didn't exist. It was just that, hey, the bossy mind was in the way. Bossy mind. Sometimes I just turn to my mind and go, would you stop being so bossy? But anyway, back to you. You know, the picture is there's a warming. Exactly. I mean, I do that. There's a warming up within you right now. And it looks like it's really a wonderful, it's been a growth period all winter, but now you're in this place where you're, it's like there isn't a lot of activity. It's just simply there's a stillness. I see your body having a stillness and your spirit kind of dancing around saying, and sort of almost playing the fool, but kind of being behind you a little and saying, guess who's here? You know? It's really a great picture.
Fun.
Yeah, it does look nice. It looks like it's
and it kind of sounds like it's coming together.
It's coming together, and it looks like it's actually, it's not that it's a perfect science, because it isn't for anybody, and it's not like it's the same way every day or that you feel this every day, but the warm-up is here. You know, it's like the snow is melting, the warm-up is here, and your body's really...
It's the spring of my spirit.
Yes, and your spirit is saying, okay, I'm, you know, it looks really cool, and also your spirit's present. I mean, that's the big thing. Like, part of why your body was cold before is because your spirit had left. It was bored. Now it's come back.
Hmm.
So there's a new trust level. It's beautiful. Good job,
well,
Bonnie.
I guess it feels like we're paying attention now.
Yes, it does look like it, too. Looks great.
All right, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you, and I'll look forward to the rest of your show.
Well, thanks for calling and for listening. Bye.
Take care.
You too. All right. I love seeing stuff like that. Now, couple things. I was just talking about, sometimes we just go in and start thinking about it all and running it through all the mind stuff, because it gets a little complicated and it's hard sometimes to know what to do with all the energy in the body. What do I do with this stuff? You know, how do I deal with it? Which, hello, you know, I'm going to talk about this because I do every week. This is where meditation comes in, babies. And I'm talking grounded meditation. When you practice something like that, like whatever, and there's many other ways too, and I have a whole list of them, but that's one of my favorite ways because it really does help you move the unconsciousness out that's sitting between you and you. And it makes it easier for you to also communicate with your mind and have more control over that rather than feeling like your mind's going off on a new chatterbox, which, you know, is human. It's what we do sometimes. I have another caller. Hello, you're live.
Hi, Chris. It's Miriam.
Miriam, nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How do you like tonight's topic? And do you have any comments about it?
I'm so excited. I love all your topics, of course, but this one I think speaks to me right now. So I would love to get a mini reading if...
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look. And you know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at that communication between body and being, body and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture I see right now is that your body is definitely handling a growth period, you know, a time of new growth. And it looks like it's kind of, the picture is it's very green, like the vibration's very green on a body level, but also it looks like it's very... it's like the calm before movement. There's sort of like a non, even though I know you know, you have two little kids, you're moving all day long, but there's a calm on a body level within you about this growth before a new level of movement is happening. And then your spirit is also in a growth period. Your spirit is green as well. And I see, but your spirit also is working toward this new level of certainty. And that's part of, so they're next to each other. Like there is some communication, but I see that your body looks too like it's sort of handling a buzzy energy. And that looks like it has a lot to do with recent events and things you've been experiencing in your life and in your family. There's like a buzzy energy on that level. There's a releasing, a letting go, but also a stillness. Like even if you don't feel still, it looks like it's a really good time to practice some stillness for yourself to help your body go through this time. But I see your spirit looks like it's got its own agenda and it's right there getting ready for when your body's ready for more. So it looks like it would be helpful if you would communicate a little bit more between body and spirit. And that's what the stillness will help you do, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't see anybody yelling at anybody.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anyone screaming. Sometimes I've seen people like their bodies going, I can't hear you. Spirits yelling, you know, but no, this is more like there's kind of like work being done in both those parts of you, but it's not quite at the place yet where it will be. So
okay.
Nothing wrong,
what's
but it looks
buzzing
like
buzzing energy. I think I know what you mean, but what do you?
I'm talking about your recent stuff in your family. It's a buzzing
Got it.
Body
okay.
level energy. And,
got it.
You know,
okay.
So that's kind of a thing, and that's okay. You know, that's it's normal. There's nothing bad about that. It's just a time to get through, and you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Nice talking to you.
Can't wait to hear the rest of your show.
Oh, right. Thank you, Miriam. Good talking to you.
Bye.
I have a few advantages to mention for being in your body. A few advantages to making friends with your body and being in it. Number one, you get to feel your feelings. And you know why? Because feelings are the language of the body. Isn't that awesome? You get to feel your feelings when you're in your body. Now, sometimes we don't want to feel our feelings, so then we go up into our mind and say, what do you think? And then number two, I already mentioned this, present time. Your body's always in present time. Three, and I'm not making a joke when I say this, you get to experience gravity. Isn't that awesome? You get to be on the earth, experiencing the earth and experiencing your body and gravity and how wonderful that is. And gosh, who was it I was hearing talk about this recently? But remember if you saw the movie Gravity, one of the last scenes or the last scene when, and I'm ruining it for you if you haven't seen it, so turn me off right now, but don't turn me off, come back. But when she comes back to Earth, and there's this absolute gratitude about the earth and the gravity and being back on earth. And it was just, you could feel it. I mean, I could feel it anyway. And then number four, connecting with the earth and with the creatures of the earth. So that means all the other beings on the planet and all the other creations, the flora, you know, the fauna, the humans, the stuff, the sounds of the earth. You can also have fun being in the body. I have another caller. Hi, you're live.
Hello, it's Natasha.
Hello, Natasha. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for listening and for calling.
Of course.
Would you like a body being reading, or do you have a comment?
I would. I would absolutely love a reading.
When I look at you in present time with body and being, that communication or that connection, the picture I see just as I get started is this picture of you that both your body and your being are performers. And, you know, as I know you are, but like both your body and spirit, you're a performer. So I see your body performing, your spirit performing. It looks like they're both kind of rehearsing next to each other in present time. And I see that there's no competition. There used to be competition a way back, you know, a while ago. There was more of a competition between body and spirit. It looked like it was more like a fear on the level that was that mind stuff I was talking about your body, you know, kind of fear about things. And I see right now there's more of a cooperation or a communication where both your body and your spirit have to rehearse to go do the show. And it's really neat. So I see this in present time, like your body's rehearsing much slower because bodies are much slower. That's just how bodies are. They're not wrong. It's like what they operate at. And your spirit has learned to kind of slow down a little and not keep zipping ahead. And your body's learned to trust your spirit being more present for you.
Yeah.
So it looks like in present time it's a practice. It's like going to rehearsal every day or practicing your skills or learning how to do what you know how to do and getting the steps right. So I see that there's this, and it's really neat because it is rehearsal. It's not the show yet. It's very cool.
Totally.
Looks like you're working it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for listening and for calling. Bye.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Everybody, you are listening to Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com. This is real radio on the internet. I'm at my little half hour in between my half hour break here in the show, and I want to make a few announcements. First of all, thank you for listening and for calling, and those of you who've been giving me such great feedback on iTunes, I really appreciate it. I have got 24 five-star ratings now, and I'd love some more. I would really like it. It really helps my show get seen more. So if you like this show, go to iTunes and give me a review, would you? And tell me you love it. If you do, that's it. I imagine you are because you're listening. The other thing is, I never teach live anymore. At least I should never say never, because I will be. I have taught for years. I still teach through recordings, and I have students who are private students and stuff like that. But I will be teaching a workshop. I just have one plan so far. If it goes great and I really like it, I'll be doing them more often. But let me tell you about this. It's Sunday, April 13th from 1 until 3 o'clock, and it's in North Hollywood at the Raven Playhouse. I have all the information on my website, chriscahill.com, and I am pre-registering people. It's $15 in advance, or $20 cash at the door. The workshop is called the Creativity and Prosperity Workshop, and it's going to be really going to rock. It's going to just be a two-hour workshop. We will have also a special thing happening at the end. I'm having a live interview on stage after the workshop for those who want to stick around. Someone's interviewing me about being psychic, and it'll be really fun, like a live interview that we're going to be filming, actually. So I would love it if you want to be at that workshop. This is for all levels. You don't ever need to have meditated before. You might be an expert at meditation. Doesn't matter. This is a two-hour working on the energy of creativity and prosperity, and it should be really fun. So you can sign up on my website at chriscahill.com, as I mentioned. Now, back to the show. Hey, I got another caller. I think I'll just start with that.
Hey, Chris. It's Ned.
Well, hello there, Ned. Welcome tonight. How's it going?
It's going very well.
Well, good. How do you like tonight's topic?
It really hits home with me. It's this Sunday will be a year ago that I was in intensive care, bleeding to death.
Well, and you know, the great thing, Ned, is you're alive and well and talking to me right now.
And the thing is,
congratulations.
There were no repercussions. It was, I'm certain it was my body telling me to change directions.
Yeah. That's what your body was doing. Well, your body was saying, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to force you to change direction.
Yeah, that was the sense that I had when I collapsed on the floor. It was like, you know, my mind was saying everything's okay, but my body is like, that's it. I can't take anymore.
I am so grateful you said that, because that's exactly what happens to so many of us. Our mind just keeps going, no, no, it's fine. La, 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 la. Don't look behind the mirror or the curtain, you know. And the body is saying, please.
I kept getting asked, like, were you in any kind of pain? And it's like, no. I mean, my mind was unaware that anything was going on.
You were disconnected from your body, and you're not anymore. You actually had to respect it. Your body made you respect it.
Yeah.
How about a reading on that? Would you like one? Just a quick little mini reading of where I see you in present time with that? Because that's really, talk about a growth period, Ned. You know, a growth period being a time of intensive growth since that crisis. You've been growing.
Before I forget it, to interrupt you, before mm-hmm. I forget it, I have to love the whole, like, crown chakra thing you got going on with your outfit this evening.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And the white light shining down on it.
Yeah, I know. It's actually all the light in the studio from above, and... You know, I like it better with the light on than when I had the light off. It looked a little too dark for my show, for my taste. And, you know, you can kind of see there's a disco ball up there, and sometimes you get sparkles. You know, and I'm like, I need the sparkles, and I need the light, you know.
Is that the disco ball? Is that you?
Well, I know, exactly. Well, Ned, let me give you that reading, and just take a look in present time at body being communication. Okay, this is so cute. The picture is that your body is this really beautiful flower that has opened. The flower has opened, and your spirit is a hummingbird that's come to be at the flower. You know, and like how hummingbirds, if you ever watch hummingbirds in person, how fast they are, but how still they are. There's like such mm-hmm. a stillness and a presence. And I see your spirit, because your spirit can be just, you know, much faster than a hummingbird, but really quick. And the flower is right there. And I see your that there's this beautiful, there's sunshine shining down on both of, you know, both the bird and the flower, but both your body and spirit. And it looks like you're just really content to be in this time of understanding this now. It's not that it's perfect or it's like this all the time, but I see that generally the communication right now in present time between your body and spirit is this kind of cohabitation or understanding each one's role or each one's abilities on some level. So it looks like you are working that healing. And I see that here's another important thing. Your body, the flower, is on the earth, is grounded into the earth. That's important. It makes it easier for the flower to be open. When a flower loses its roots or loses its grounding, it dies. It wilts. It can't be, you know, it can't be a flower. And what I see is that that's been part of where you are working, is that having yourself be more connected to the earth, which helps you be more connected to your body. So that's what makes it possible, too, for your spirit to be there. And then your spirit also decided to come back to have that relationship. So there's a relationship, and you're working on it. You know, it's not that it's like the perfect picture of this is how it should be. You're working on it. So that's what I see.
Yeah, I don't normally have, like, mental pictures, but as you were doing that reading, I pictured, like, a lily pond.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like a lotus pond or lily pond, yeah. This was more on the earth, not the water, but the water isn't bad either because there's emotion, and that's the body, and we're going to be getting into that here on the show in just a minute.
Cool.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Ned. Nice talking
to
you.
Thanks, Chris.
All righty, bye.
Bye.
I got to tell you, your body is wise. Your body is intelligent. There is wisdom, intelligence in every part of you and every part of your body. And if you never really listen to your body, you may miss that. You may think that your body doesn't really know anything. It's just a collection of, you know, stuff, and it doesn't really know anything. But actually, it does. Your body has intuition in every level of it, every part of it. Your organs, your bones, your skin, every part of you, there is information. And when you learn to start to listen to yourself and to listen to your body, you start to learn things about that. I'm just so grateful to having ever learned how to meditate in a grounded way for myself, because I've learned so much more about my body from listening to it than from thinking I knew, you know, or thinking it. You know, or looking it up or reading about it. You know, we can go and Google all kinds of things and learn all kinds of information, but sometimes the information doesn't quite, you know, or read the books or go do the research or talk to the people, but sometimes that doesn't quite, it doesn't feel real until you actually get it in your own body, until you really kind of get that information for yourself, because all the information in the world isn't going to do you any good if it doesn't really make sense inside of you. I have another caller.
Hi, Chris. It's Cindy.
Cindy, nice to hear your voice tonight. How's it going?
I know. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Have you not been able to hear me?
I had a mini family crisis that's behind us now. So.
Well, that's good. Well,
yeah,
Cindy,
to have a reading.
Are you on my mailing list? Do you get my newsletter?
Yes.
Good. That's what I thought. I wanted to make sure because there's always stuff coming out, but I figured you knew, you know, all that. But anyway. All right, so would you like a body being communication reading?
Yes.
Perfect. Present time. Okay, it looks to me like your body and your spirit just got over a fight. And what I see is your body was starting to pack away some stuff. Like it's just literally like you're getting ready to move out of a space. And your body is packing things in a box. But I see what it's doing is it's packing in the box all these things that don't really work for your body. It's just like old energy, you know, things that it doesn't look like your body's been ready to let some of it go yet, but you're in the process. And what you're trying to do is your body's been trying to get help from your spirit in letting this stuff go. So your body's been mad at your spirit because your spirit wasn't there for a little while, like wasn't really listening to the body, even though you've gotten better at it over, you know, over the past year or two. But there's still this energy of your body going, well, okay, I have this stuff. I don't want it anymore. What can we do about this? Can you help me let it go? Because your body can't let it go on its own. So what I see is in present time, your body and spirit are looking to work together more to actually start to dump some of the stuff, release some of the stuff that you've been holding on to. Now, some of that looks actually, and it makes sense that you said family crisis. I would have probably looked there first anyway, but it looks like it's family energy. you know, just agreements and body agreements. We have agreements in our families about how our bodies are, what we take on in the body, what we store in our body, all that stuff, you know, energetically. And I see that your body's saying, I'm just tired of carrying all this weight for everybody. It's too heavy for me. I can't carry this anymore. And so your spirit's saying, oh, and like your body's trying to get your spirit to show up and help. And so your spirit is starting to, because your mind has been the thing kind of controlling everything. And now your body's like...
It gives me a headache.
It does. Yeah, I can imagine. And so your spirit hasn't been welcome in, and your body has been feeling alone, and it was angry. And now what it looks like is your spirit's moving back in and kind of starting to step up to its job. You know, like you're letting yourself, you the being, are allowing. There's more of a... Here, if there was one word that I would use for this, it would be trust. So more of a trust between you, you know, within yourself, between body and spirit. This is beautiful. So every crisis, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about this today because there was a painting I made a long time ago that was based on some article I read. A headline, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. And I think it's something that Arianna Huffington said a long time ago, a few years back during the financial crisis, I mean, which never ends, you know, and I made a painting called A Crisis is a Terrible Thing to Waste. And that's kind of the picture here is a crisis is a terrible thing to waste, you know, right. And you're using it. So that looks like it's part of where you're working as a being right now. It's great.
Well, thank you. That's great. And it's right on.
Right on. Well, good. Well, good luck with it all. And thanks
Thank
for listening
you.
And for calling. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. I am Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. I know I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but if you are not aware of the fact that we have a live video button on the screen in front of you when you go to Skid Row Studios, you'll see it right there, and you can watch the video as well as listen. And then the other thing that's great about what we do here is all of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. So you can subscribe to my show for free on iTunes, and you can take this podcast with you anywhere. So, you know, if you can't catch it one day or if it was a great show and you want to listen again, you can watch the video or you can just listen to the audio. So you can do all of that, which is delightful. Back to body and spirit, or actually listening to your body, is really more about it. Now, the last caller brought up the point that I was going to make next, which is about trust. She is working on having her body and spirit trust each other more. And so that's a big part of listening to your body and knowing, you know, that you can actually trust your body, or can your body trust you, the being? And as I mentioned in that call, or during that call, sometimes we get into this whole mindset of, oh, I know better, and we lose the trust. There's really no real communication between body and spirit. And that can, you know, that can be a little bit complicated and a little bit messy too, because we try to make sense of emotions, or we try to make sense of what we're feeling about something or what we're experiencing. The body is about experiencing. Your mind is about thinking and analyzing and details and important stuff. And your spirit is about creating and growing. And it's wonderful. It's, you know, also experiencing, but experiencing with the spirit. I have another caller. Hi, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, who is...
My name's Bill.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for listening and for calling. Have you ever called before?
No, I haven't.
Actually, I didn't think so.
One of my good friends, her name's Lori.
Lori.
Recommended your show a while back. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
And I really been enjoying your show. I'm there again, relatively new. For the most part, I pick you up through the podcast.
Oh, that's great, Bill. Thank you. And thanks for telling me Lori sent you. I think I know which Lori that is. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, she's actually really, really cool. I work with her on occasion.
Great.
When we're together at the same venue.
Yeah. Well, what can I do for you? Would you like a reading?
Yeah, Steve recommended I get a reading.
All right. Well, let me give you a... I'm doing my special tonight, as you've probably heard, is body being communication. And I'm just going to take a look in present time and see where I see you working body and spirit. I see your body waiting for your spirit to kind of show it something. It looks like your body is, the picture is your body's being very still and kind of quiet, but there's like an underlying sense of sort of agitation that your body doesn't know what to do with. And it just doesn't look like it's your body doing anything wrong or there being anything wrong here, just simply your body kind of experiencing something, but it's waiting for information or it's almost like it's not just information. It looks like it's waiting for your spirit to show up and comfort it, you know, to show up and say, it's okay. I got this. You know, let's work with, we can do this together. And I see this picture of your spirit. Your spirit's kind of in the background, running around, doing all this stuff. And it's sort of ignoring your body right now in present time. I'm not saying it does it all the time, but I just see that your body's being patient and waiting, but it's feeling this agitation, like this kind of stress. And when I look at you taking a step with this, it looks like it's the spirit, you the spirit, just saying hello to your body. Just turning and saying hello to your body and not having to worry about it or fix it or solve it or, you know, like parent it or anything, just more like being with it or communicating with it. It looks like it's partly that you've just been there's been a lot of activity or busyness or things to take care of, and you're doing it all without kind of necessarily asking your body for help. So imagine it's like another way of looking at it is you and your body are partners, and you're the spirit partner is taking over and kind of doing all this, but it's too fast for the body. The body needs a little bit more space or kind of, you know, communication. And so I don't see there's anything wrong, just simply it's a present time hello. Like your body and your being communicating with each other more is going to be helpful to you now. Because it looks like it would be easy. You know, you just turning to yourself and saying, hey, let's have a talk. And that can just be giving yourself some quiet time, some meditation time, going for a walk, like doing things where you're just really with yourself without getting caught up in, you know, looking for what's wrong. It looks too like it's also about you working on getting into a positive, optimistic kind of mindset with some of it. And yeah, but it looks like it's great. Like that's your next step. If there's, you know, any kind of thing I would suggest is start to work, you know, whatever it is your spirit's attracted to, bring it into your body. You know, let your body be excited about it too. And that'll be really nice.
That was actually really good.
Oh, well, okay. All right, good.
It gives me a sense of direction to get started on a few things then.
Yeah. You know, Bill, grounding. Grounding will help. It'll help a lot. You're not an ungrounded person, but you handle so much that you're very sensitive to energy. Which is not weakness, it's actually a power, but get yourself grounded. It's going to make a difference. It'll help you with this, okay?
All right, thank you. Please All right. Have a good evening.
You thank too. You. Thanks for listening and for calling. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, I promised you I would be talking about the senses of the body. So one of the biggest advantages to being in the body is that you have the senses of the body. That's actually the language of the body, emotions, but also this wonderful, these five senses that your body has. Starting with one of my favorites, sight, vision, the ability to see. So you can see colors, you can see the sky, you can watch a movie, you can see a loved one's face, the mountains, you can read a book. You know, seeing also brings up emotion. When I was talking about Wings of Desire earlier, every time I think about that movie or talk about it, it's very emotional to me because it's such a beautiful emotional film, and it brings that up. And here's something I wrote down. I love eye candy. Eye candy is beautiful art and colors and movies and imagery. At least that's how I see eye candy. That to me is what it is. So that's a sense in your body. You also have your spiritual vision, your clairvoyance, your ability to create a vision. But I'm kind of focusing more on the body level. Okay, number two, smell, the sense of smell. When you know, you can smell flowers or the air right before a rain or delicious food, the scent of another person, chocolate, you know, things like that. And remember, what goes along with smell is taste. You can't taste food if you can't smell. Remember the last time you had a cold and your head was all clogged up and you couldn't taste anything and you knew you were starting to get better when you could actually taste flavors again. And that's really amazing because we don't even think about that until we don't all of a sudden can't smell anything. It's like, oh my God, thank you. I can taste my meal again. Now I know how much cumin I put into this chili. I remember I did that once. I'm like, I put way too much in because I couldn't taste anything. It was funny. And then what about taste? Okay, taste. There's no flavor without taste. What are the main, well, we were going over this before the show. I'm like, there's four main tastes or taste buds: sweet, salty, sour, bitter. But there's also spicy, and there's also kind of, you know, these unusual sort of under, just different combinations of that. What a wonderful treat to be able to taste food and to taste flavors. Hearing, another sense: music, trees, wind, birds, voices, chimes, waves, your own breath. And touch. The sense of touch is a very healing sense. They all are, but touch is one of the ones that it's really difficult to do without. You could lose your sight or your hearing or not be able to speak, or, you know, your sense of taste, your taste buds or something like that. But really, it's very difficult for anyone to survive without touch. There are so many, there are countless studies out there about patients in hospitals or people who are going through illnesses or premature babies who actually do so much better when they're being held or when they're touched or there's a gentle healing touch that they're given. And the same is true for you too. And that's one of the great things about being in a body is touch. Massage releases emotion from the body. And if you are going through a time that's really emotional or that's really difficult for you, go get a massage. Go let somebody help you release that stuff. It's really helpful. Touch, the sense of touch is also about knowing where you are. If you didn't feel anything or you didn't know how things felt, you would kind of lose your bearings in your body. You'd lose control of your body or your bearings over where you are in time and space. So you might think you're alone in there in your mind, or, you know, you the big thinking ego going, I got this covered. You know, all these problems, I'm just going to think about them and think my way through them. But you've got to start to notice that actually all of those things you take on and you think you're solving up there, they are affecting your body. The energy goes into your body. You put it in places. And depending on how your family does that, because you can look around and see, you know, there's similarities in bodies and families. People put energy in different places. They might put it in lungs, they might put it in their heart, in their kidneys, in their liver, they might put it in their bellies, they might put it in their backs, their necks. But you do, you put energy in different places. Depending on what agreements you have with people or how you take the energy on, if you're thinking you're doing that and you're going to solve it somehow, you know, let's go back to my call with Ned today. He said his body basically made him wake up to how the fact that he was disconnected from it, and now he's reconnected, and it's a beautiful thing. So for you, depending on what is true for you in this, just being able to listen to your body. I mean, you could actually be working out in a gym every day and have a really beautiful physique and still not be listening to your body. Believe it or not, it's not about being out of shape or being, you know, weak or sick or anything. It's a connection. It's a communication. And I like to also suggest very gently, but I mean it in a real deep level, that you have a nice communication. Be kind to your body. If you're listening to it, your body will also be able to communicate with you if you're being very kind, if you're saying nice things to it, if you're being, you know, not being negative. It is amazing how much judgment bodies handle. We really do get judged for our bodies. And if you decide not to judge your own body, if you're not in judgment of your body, it's going to make it so much easier to be in your body, because your body will feel safer knowing that you're there for it and you're not going to be, you know, saying, oh, you stupid body, you should be this way. You know, why aren't you more this? Remember, you kind of created that body. You're like, I want this. I want one of these. I want a couple of those. I want this. You know, this is like your body. So be nice to it. This is definitely a big deal. Okay, some healing ideas, healing tools for you. Okay, first of all, you hear me say this every week, and I'm going to keep saying it. Meditate. Now, those of you who are signed up on my mailing list, you already know you get free meditations from me every month. And I am going to tell the rest of you who are not on my mailing list, I will not spam you. I will send you a newsletter once a week. But when you sign up for my mailing list, you get a free download of a grounding yourself meditation, which is really helpful and very good information. And then every month I give away another one, and you know, I do specials for my subscribers. So check out my mailing list, chriscahill.com. Meditation, you might like grounded meditation, you might like another kind. Go do it, whatever it is. It's more about communication with yourself. Meditation is communication with yourself. It's you communicating with you. Here's some other healing tools. Yoga. I love yoga. It really works for my back. My body was telling me for a long time, I want yoga. And I had an attitude about yoga for so. I think I had a really bad experience in a yoga class years ago, and I never went back to another one until I did. And now I do, and I love it. Breathing. Breathing's a big important thing. Breathing, like conscious breathing. Breathing. Yoga will help you with that, but so will training with any good trainer who knows how to work with breath, or going to an exercise class, or just being conscious of your own breath. Amusement is a wonderful healing tool. It's really a good one. Finding your amusement, especially finding your amusement with having a body. Bodies are, you know, kind of wacky. They can be challenging and they can be amazing. So find some amusement. This is something one of the callers tonight was doing. Get rid of old stuff. What is your body trying to tell you is done holding on to? What is your body, like think about this. This is your intuition and your gut levels telling you when you go, for example, into a meeting or you're at work or you're around certain people and your body is like, I just don't want to be here. And you have to drag yourself there. Listen to that. Listen to that and see what you can do about it. Maybe there's just some healing work you get to do, so you get to make a compromise with your body, or maybe not take it there, or change the way the energy is, excuse me, when you're there. I really love body work that includes massage and other kinds of work, you know, like cranial sacral therapy, and I have a chiropractor, stuff like that. That helps. Really good. Also, one of my favorite things, and I've been using them for years, flower essence remedies. These are pretty wonderful. The most famous company that makes these is called Bach. Bach Remedies, B-A-C-H, and they sell them at places, you know, like Whole Foods and different natural stores. But you can find a lot of different brands online. Flower essence remedies are healing for the emotions. They help you release different emotions or deal with or get through or work different emotions that it might be challenging. Go outside and play. That's always a good one. Go outside and play. You know, go connect to the earth. Go for a walk. Do something that gets you out of the just being in your head. You know, exercise. Go for a walk. Go breathing. Go laugh. Go just get away from it. And do things your body wants to do. That's always fun. I absolutely love writing as a healing tool. I find it incredibly helpful. I love things like the morning pages. If you know about the morning pages, those are, if you don't Google them and look them up, they're just a pretty fun technique for kind of releasing and letting go. But I just like writing because it's always helped me find my own information. So we are at the end of another show. Would you believe it? This has been really fun tonight. I thank all of you who've been listening and who called in. All you fans out there, I'm really, really thrilled to always hear from you too. You can find more about what I do at my website, chriscahill.com. Also, my other site, my blog, is called psychiceveryday.com. You're also going to find me back here next month, which is next week, for April shows. And in April 2014, I'm going to be focusing on the energy of prosperity. A lot of stuff about prosperity through the month. And I just want to mention, because it's been going so well, I have a special reading right now called the Prosperity Reading. It's a 1-hour reading. It is at my special that I was going to have just through March, but I'm going to extend it through April because of all the prosperity energy I'm working. It's $150 for an hour, and you can have that reading by phone or Skype or FaceTime or in person with me. So you'll find it on my website. Check it out. Thank you so much, everybody. I look forward to seeing you back here again next Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. You have been listening to Listen to Your Body, and I am Chris Cahill. I want to thank Jenny Thank you, Jenny.
Of course. Always a pleasure.
Really fun. And thank you, Skid Row Studios and Jeremy and everybody who's here. You might want to check out the show that's coming up after me. Is it the Sarcastic News? Yeah, they're coming up right after me. They're a really fun, great show. But thanks, everybody. And I look forward to hearing from you. Be well.